I grew up watching George Brett play.
That's Petersburg's high school baseball coach, Jim Engel.
Watched him play, you know, on TV, and watched him when he came to Seattle, played the Seattle Mariners against the Mariners, and arguably probably one of the greatest baseball players that I ever watched. And I think he, you know, if he were in the modern days, he'd probably be one of the best still. So yeah, this is neat to bring enthusiasm to a great sport. So pretty excited to have him here.
The Kansas City Royals number 5 was in Petersburg for a sport fishing trip last week, but he spent the rainy Saturday afternoon at the gym with young baseball players and their parents.
Colby Bell, I'm in 8th grade.
Who was George Brett to you before you saw him today?
Nobody.
Nobody? You never heard of him? You didn't even know he was a Hall of Famer?
No.
Did you learn anything just now when you were doing line drives with him? What did you learn?
That he's really good at baseball.
How could you tell?
His batting average was 305.
But just now when you were practicing with him, did he teach you anything new?
Yeah. Bend my knees and loose hands.
Brett played for the Royals from 1973 through 1996 and had 3,154 hits, the most of any third baseman. In addition to talking about technique, Brett chastised the few new Hall of Famers that were found to be doping. He also talked to young players about how success comes with hard work and fielded questions. Recently, the U.S. has been falling back in international stats with baseball, and other countries like the Dominican Republic and Cuba are putting ahead new talent. And what do you make of the U.S.'s spot?
Well, in all honesty, I think America is still producing good players. It's just that we have other venues that we have great athletes in America doing. We have football players, basketball players, hockey players, soccer players, and you know, the Cubans, they come over here, and they come over here for one reason, to play baseball. The Dominicans come over here for one reason, to play baseball. The Venezuelans come over here for one reason, and that's to play baseball. And they start playing baseball at a very, very early age. They're exempt from the draft, and so that's why I think we're seeing so many more foreigners come in and not dominate the game of baseball, but be very, very good players, where before there wasn't that many good players. They had their fair share of athletes and professional baseball players, but now they're just getting better and better, and they're more well-known, and they're making a lot of money. So the Americans are still producing a lot of them, and put my money on the Americans against any of them any day of the week.
what can the U.S. do to develop more new young talent or attract
more?
Well,
they're doing it. The high school draft and the college draft was just last week. They drafted 50 rounds of baseball players, you know, and I know, you know, more and more kids, maybe at an early age, are switching from baseball to soccer or baseball to football or baseball to basketball, where you know, in the Midwest and the Northeast and the upper Midwest, you know, it's not really conducive to playing baseball in the summertime. I know my kids are home right now in Kansas City. It's been raining for 2 days. They've had 5 games rained out. And I think the games are rained out for tomorrow already. So, you know, growing up in Southern California and Oklahoma and Texas and Florida down in the South where the weather's better year-round, that's where most of the players are coming from. But I think it's fine. I think Major League Baseball is doing a concerted effort to build baseball in the inner cities and continue to grow America's pastime.
Mm-hmm. And what do you make of art?
I love it. I love my first real time in Alaska. I'm going fishing for a few days, and I was real excited to come here. Beautiful flying in. I've never seen anything like this, and I'm looking forward to the next 4 days here in Alaska.
What do you make of our young talent?
There were some good swings there. There were some bad swings, but it's you got to remember, it's baseball season's just starting. I'm sure the weather hasn't been good. I'm sure they haven't been going outside and playing a lot of baseball. But for 12, 11, 10-year-olds, I thought they swung the bat pretty good.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. In Petersburg, I'm Melody Kaye.